Hi, I'm PC Matthew. I hope today's meditation would guide you to reflect Jesus more in your life.
Day 30, becoming like Him in self-emptying. Jesus' incarnation is the greatest act of self-emptying. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, encourages them to have an attitude like that of Christ in emptying oneself for one another. He exhorts the believers to be like Him who made Himself as nothing. When the world is constantly gearing us into becoming something to prove ourselves as someone, Jesus decided to make Himself as nothing. Our very common fear in emptying oneself is the fear of being taken advantage of or being walked over. The kingdom principle is very different from the principles of the world. The Bible says, "The one who exalts himself will be brought low, and the one who leads needs to be the servant, and the one who wants to be the greatest should become the least in the kingdom." Who better portrayed this attitude than Jesus himself? He emptied himself of all his powers and glory to become a bond servant to humankind. Consequentially, God the Father exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name above all names. However, in a world of spiritual blindness, we are bombarded to project and build ourselves a brand or an image that is recognizable and influential. In this pursuit, one is looking at short-term glory and gain. Contrastingly, we see Jesus doing very unpopular things, and yet He is the one who is heard and known on earth. An example of such a kind is Mother Teresa, known as the Gutter Saint. Her assets at the end of her journey were a bucket and two sets of saris. She truly became nothing for His kingdom's sake. There is a popular story of her going to the streets of Kolkata to raise money for the poor children. She encountered a certain wealthy man who spat on her hand when she held it out for money. Mother Teresa wiped the spit onto her sari and held out the other hand and simply said, "Sir, I have received what I deserve. Now, can you give to the need of the poor?" Humanly, I cannot imagine myself in her place. I would have probably flipped out in rage and ended up cursing him. But her act of emptiness turned the man's heart around. She is quite popular, more than any Fortune 500 that there is. Her funeral was honored with several presidents and prime ministers. It was not the media that exalted her. Rather, it was God whose mission she was doing. Are we ready to crucify ourselves so that Christ will be seen in us? Let us plead to the Lord for His grace to become like Him in our life. Let us pray. Lord, to be like You in Your attitude of self-emptying, we need more of You in us. Humble us that You may lift us up through Your Holy Spirit for Your glory. In Jesus' name, Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by this devotion. Today's devotion was read by my wife, Sibby Matthew. Can you please share this with someone today? These devotions have now been compiled as a book and is available for a small donation towards Urban India Ministries. Please visit our website urbanindia.org to get your copy as well as other resources. God bless.